It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. We have Gary Richard Arnold. Gary, you sent me some really good explosive information here. Again, it's the day after 9/11, 18 years ago. And, of course, you said in one of your articles you sent me, which I want you to expand upon, that here goes, the most damning case against 9/11 ever stated was by our own president. Can you read this off? And I'll have it posted up so people can read it themselves and actually see the video link as well, right?
Yeah, that's amazing. That's actually an email I got this morning, an hour or so before the show, that I opened it up. It was a full interview, and of course it's been absolutely destroyed by the press because 9/11 was so crucial. It was as important as the Kennedy assassination or the bombing, the Pearl Harbor, not Pearl Harbor, but the Maine blowing up in the Cuban Bay. Everybody was in place. You know, Admiral Perry right. was over there by the Philippines, and it was set up just like 9/11. They had the Patriot Act and everything else ready to go. Everybody acted on cue, and this interview from Trump, who's been involved with, building for years and years, goes through this explanation of how these buildings were built from the outside in. All the structure and huge portions of steel. A plane would have hit it, damaged itself, and fallen, fallen to the ground like a mosquito hitting one of those electronic lamps.
Right.
There's no way it could go.
Well, they never recovered the black boxes, so we don't even know if there really were airplanes hitting the building.
Although
the ones that I've seen pictures and videos of, they had pods underneath them, and I know it happened from my contacts after 9/11 that the jets were being refurbished in Fort Collins, Colorado, to have pods below them so they could be driven in or flown in remotely. And it's a specific remote technology they've been working on since the early 80s, where when you go to an emergency situation, every Boeing aircraft can actually be taken over and flown in remotely by remote control. But they had, the pictures showed that they had no windows on the sides of the aircraft, and they had a pod below them. The fact is, though, that I've got from my design people that it would be like going through a mosquito net. The building was supported from the inside main pillar and control, so even if they hit that, they did a simulation and computer simulation back when they were building the buildings. And with the kinetic force of the aircraft at the time, which would have been about the same as these aircraft, it would not have brought the towers down. It certainly wouldn't dissolve more than half of the mass of the building to an atomic vapor. And the steel has to melt at 3,000 degrees almost, and the highest temperature for jet fuel is around 1,500, even out of the nozzle. So, just nothing computes. In fact, there was a pool of molten debris at the bottom of the building for many weeks after. It was almost 6,000 degrees, 5,900 degrees. So, I'm going to read off what you have here. It says, since 9/11, we have been lied to about how the World Trade Center was built. And Donald Trump, one of the greatest architects of our time, stated the exact opposite of what the mainstream media said. In mainstream media, the steel beams on the outside of the building were merely ornamental and had a plane could go right through them. Donald Trump, I was taken through the World Trade Center personally by an engineer. They built it. The steel beams on the outside of the building were incredibly strong and were the strongest part of the building. Well, there's two strong parts. There's the central core and the outside. Seems impossible for a plane. Actually, we know from my interview back many years ago, one of the people in the World Trade Center who actually saw a person who was de-skinned, who was 60% of his skin ripped off by an explosion in the base of the building even before the airplane struck. So there was actually signatures of an explosion that showed up on a earthquake monitor that showed there was actually ground-based explosions, not tower-based explosions where the towers hit. And so when I see the T-shirt, and even on Fox News, we see Tucker Carlson trying to play the same game, somebody said something, and it was referring to Omar. In fact, is the only time I'm going to defend Omar. In fact, they raised the issue, and that's when she said, then CARE, this Muslim organization was founded after 9/11 because, quote, their rights were being taken away. Well, the fact is, Islam itself is not compatible, but they were just a really good enemy for the New World Order to use as a proxy, Punch and Judy show, for us to then have an illegal war and have many thousands of our troops die, drive the debt to the America right through the ceiling, which is basically caused by this illegal war since 9/11, and kill millions of people in Iraq, including at least 500,000 children who didn't even get medical care when they could have, and drugs because of what happened in Iraq. This is an obscenity. And, you know, look at Colin Powell. I call him Colin Powell instead of Colin Powell because he's full of fecal matter. That there was weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Yeah, there were the Gerald Bull super cannons, which, by the way, we brought the technology back here. He was the most advanced munitions expert at the time. And he was using a linear accelerator tube to accelerate something the size of a Volvo into space. My laser-net interferometry system uses that technology to launch small plasma rockets that can have laser nets made of carbon fiber with micro-explosions that can blow a warhead or a missile all in little bits in near space so it wouldn't end up on the ground or cause an EMP or destroy a city or military base or population. The fact is, Donald Trump already raised this. When was this comment by him? Was this right after 9/11, before he was ever running for politics?
Oh, yeah. This was, right after, while...
Yeah, the
reporters weren't...
It says the same day, actually.
On the inside, so they were out asking, some of these questions.
And right. And they have him on Mueller. Camera here. I see it. It shows a picture of him, by the way. It says, knew the same day that bombs must have been used, WTC. And that's actually a picture of Donald Trump 18 years ago today, from yesterday, literally interviewed on camera, giving that response. So 18 years ago, Donald Trump raised issues that he still won't raise in public because they'll think he's a nut. I mean, as I had somebody made a comment yesterday after I did all my presentation the last few days on 9/11, and I mentioned to be sarcastic, I said, I don't have a shut-up gene. And somebody said, I'm glad you don't shut up, Deagle. Because a lot of people tried to shut me up. The alternative media I was on, including Genesis Network, RBN, and Rents Network, they want me to shut up and not say more than I do say. And the regular media, and even Facebook and Twitter have knocked me off, and even PayPal. People don't understand that I'm under constant persecution, and I'm not going to shut up. The fact is, the World Trade Center bombing and demolition was a demolition. It was done by the SAD, Special Activity Division, the CIA, and the contractors were just simply the Mossad. It wasn't done by Zionists. If you want to talk about Zionists, it basically is globalists that basically want to make America set up the New World Order of the PNAC people. That's what's going on here, isn't it?
Yeah, well, let me do a couple confirmations of your talk. Yeah, it wasn't only the outside of the building, but that core was impenetrable. There was no way that would go down, without, a specific demolition. And also, Skull and Bones George W. Bush appointed Robert Mueller the head of the head of the FBI 1 week before 9/11.
Right.
And once 9/11,
Mr. Errant Boy for the New World Order, right? And same as Condoleezza Rice and others, they knew darn well this was all made up, including, by the way, the Patriot Act, which was in operation even since Bill Clinton.
Both CBS and AP said that 6 years before 9/11. The CIA warned of airline attacks in Washington and New York City. She's the biggest liar. She's, a handy woman for Bechtel and probably service George W. Bush, from all I can tell. And Robert Mueller, right after, the Trade Center and the Pentagon and the Shanksville Flight 93,
right.
They did, just like with Kennedy, they got rid of all local investigations and they put the feds in charge of it. And also, it was Robert Mueller, according to CBS, September 30th, they reported that Robert Mueller facilitated an airlift with Bin Laden on a private, the Bin Laden's family,
right.
On a private jet. In fact, there were 8 planes, I didn't know that, stopping in 12 different cities pull the people out that, were surrounding all of this stuff.
And by the way, the Bin Ladens were kind of tied to it, but it wasn't done, quote, by Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia was just a peripheral. Remember, the state of Saudi Arabia and the state of Israel are managed by SAD. They have a so-called public government, But in fact, the Special Activity Division of the CIA runs the oil cartels in the Middle East, and they run the state of It's a Real Hell.
Well, wasn't they're there, not, they're not the autonomous. CIA appointee or operative or apparatchik, I think?
Yeah.
I believe I read that. And then you've got, right down here, a state over from us in Phoenix, the Phoenix FBI reported Arab students at a flight school. And, of course, that was in order to create the Patsy being specifically, not a false flag, but to blame it in the Middle East. And it wasn't even Saudi Arabia. It was Iraq that they wanted to go in and destroy and plan to go after.
Well, they had, they had a list of nations. In fact, they failed with removing the head of Bashar al-Assad, and the White Hats in Britain are working with the United Nations and the British and the world government. And, of course, Five Eyes, which is tied to our agencies, too, because we're part of Five Eyes, simply the scenario that somehow Bashar al-Assad was poisoning his own people with nerve gas. In fact, even Trump was stupid enough to fire Tomahawk cruise missiles into Saudi Arabia and hit, blank, empty buildings, which is just kind of a show play. So Trump was even fooled. Now, I'm going to go through your list here just because I have it sitting right in front of me. Number one, Robert Mueller appointed by Skull and Bones 1 week before 9/11. Number two, grab federal control of investigations, ALA of the JFK assassination, Trade Center, Pentagon Shanksville Flight 93. Number three, handled airlift of bin Laden's family in a private jet, 8 planes actually in 12 cities. Phoenix FBI reported suspect terrorist at the Phoenix flight school. This is all known in advance. These people weren't even competent to fly small planes, let alone a big wide-body jet. CBS and AP 6 years earlier reported vulnerability of air attacks in New York. I actually met 6 months before 9/11 with the FBI and CDC directors for bioterrorism because we had done a Operation Top Off in Dark Winter with Reserve Edwin Hughes in 1997. A war game simulation on a supercomputer. We borrowed computer time from NOAA in Boulder. And we did war game simulations at the Performing Arts Center in downtown Denver with a spray out the second floor window on the downtown skyscrapers. And we did a simulation with EMT and military personnel, and I was a point man. And in our simulation, we killed everybody.
Well, there were comic books and TV programs and everything else showing, running scenarios with using the same thing.
Yeah, they told me they were going to be actually...
The most important... center the Pentagon, and to only have a couple of still pictures of what happened, and the FBI still to this date won't release.
Right.
Not that I'm sure they're destroyed. There's nothing to release anymore.
And by the way,
Hillary Clinton and her hammers and her cell phones.
Right. Well, the FBI, we have an actual paid tracking of money that the FBI paid informant provider money and shelter in San Diego for two of the so-called hijackers who were on the list to fly the planes into the building. We have Senator Graham, co-chair of the inquiry. I've said Robert Mueller personally interviewed to block this in the San Diego investigation. That's Senator Graham. We have Colleen Rowley saying Mueller sent Soviet-style minders, Stasi-like intimidators, to prevent her from saying anything the FBI disapproved, right?
Yeah. I mean, just as phony as the investigation on Donald Trump. These people are threatened. That's why Ross Perot quit his election, because he believed that they would kill him. And there's murders involved in this investigation, too. But go on.
Right. So, and, of course, you've got Paul Craig Roberts, his thing called the Dancing Israelis, who turned out to be Israeli Mossad agents. Remember, I have my classified sources that the people who put the bombs in the building were just on contract. They were the Israeli Mossad nuclear division. Remember, part of the reason why they killed Kennedy is because Kennedy didn't want the Israelis to have nukes. I actually had a personal friend who was the son of the current Mossad director for Eastern Canada, and he was working on his master's PhD in psychology. We were putting electrodes in mice's brains when he was working on his project, and I'm working on my PhD in oceanography and marine genetics. So yeah, the Mossad were just contract agents, so that they knew fully well, in fact, they were going to report it back in Israel. So the dancing Israelis, we haven't even had the videotape to prove it. They're arrested by police and released.
They're so dopey, they admitted they were there to film the dropping of the towers.
Exactly. They were there to film it, believe it or not. And nobody wants to believe what they had said in their own plain speech. It's amazing, isn't it?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet, DR, is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And I'm going to continue with some comments by you sent me by Paul Craig Roberts. The dancing Israelis who turned out to be Israeli Mossad agents caught filming and celebrating the destruction of the Twin Towers, arrested by police and released without investigation. They were not mentioned in the 9/11 Commission report. Later on, the Israeli TV said they were sent to New York to film the destruction of the Twin Towers. That's on Israeli TV. It's actually in files. Allegedly, there was no adverse warning of the event, but obviously the Israelis knew. And that's why Odigo, the messaging company from Israel, not one person was in the towers at the time they fell. The alleged fundamental Orthodox fanatical Muslims who were prepared to die to martyr, but who drank, drugged, and lived with strippers and prostitutes in Florida, they were the patsies paraded through the flight schools and left a highly visible public record. They were all flunked out and could not even fly small planes, but performed miraculous flight feats in their attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon that military and civilian airline pilots say are beyond their own skills. I took care of the people at Air Force Academy. I was their doctor for years. I was a civil aviation examiner for many decades, and they told me it was not possible. Okay, and we have these Saudi Arabians were being, I'm reading again Paul Craig Roberts, these Saudi Arabians were being operated by the U.S. or Israeli intelligence to create a record to serve as a parallel patsy operation that could be used to cover up the false flag attack. Next paragraph, numerous video cameras recorded whatever exploded at the Pentagon, but the FBI has refused to release them for 18 years. By the way, I've got evidence that there was actually debris in a part of the Pentagon that was actually being refurbished by the British to put in titanium girders and Kevlar windows. And it was the same segment they actually had an entire section of the area. And it was, by the way, the same section where the money disappeared. Remember, it was $2.3 trillion with a T. Dollars that disappeared under the Pentagon budget. Clearly, the videos do not support the official story. And, of course, there's no evidence of a black box either at the Pentagon or a wide-body jet. And the hole, even on the debris over at the Pentagon, doesn't match not a wide-body jet. There's no air traffic, any black boxes that were recovered from the World Trade Center either. Even though there's some actual passports, some of them were actually stolen from people that were, I'm going to read off from here again, half of the alleged hijackers have been found alive and well and deny that they have ever left their countries.
Yeah, they had on TV these people, you know, these so-called culprits that were, you know, still living. Today, they kill them. And you'll find this book, which we'll go to in a minute, is written by, I don't know if you remember John Rarick. I mean, he was an incredible congressman from Louisiana. He was a former judge. He was as smart and as hardcore and against the Federal Reserve, but really got into it, you know, deeper than, you know, any Ron Paul or anybody else. But we've got a state legislator that has a book out on Robert Mueller, and we'll go into that in a little bit more. But go ahead.
And then I'm going to continue reading. In 2001, no cell phone calls were possible from aircraft, although they recorded them. They said it was beyond which the calls were reported were from cell phone towers. The airlines were allegedly hit. The Twin Towers were flimsy compared to the steel and concrete of the towers. They're made of aluminum, by the way, and they're just a thin aluminum. The airlines would have smashed against the structure and fallen to the street below. The pre-knowledge of 9/11 was widespread. Stocks of two alleged hijacked airlines were sold short prior to the event. By the way, there's lots of stock trades that occurred by there. In fact, the double insured the buildings were the Port Authority of New York and Silverstein, and the money went to the Blackstone Group, which is, again, a Masonic organization, just like Mueller, who was appointed by the Skull and Bones a week before 9/11. Remember, George Bush is of Skull and Bones, so is his father, and Marvin Bush, the Bushes. They're part of the members of Bohemian Grove. So is Bill Clinton, right? All these scary people that are satanic Luciferic maniacs. The stocks of the two alleged hijacked airlines were sold short prior to the event, resulting in large profits. When the stocks fell in response to the hijackings, the short sellers were swept under the carpet and not investigated. FBI Director Robert Mueller was instrumental in covering up the false official story of 9/11, a story that has zero evidence in its behalf. It's a handful of young men with no intelligence service or government support can defeat the entire nation security state of the United States and all of its NATO and Israeli allies and successfully attack with devastating results both New York and the Pentagon itself. the very symbol of American military supremacy, the Soviet Union could have wiped out the U.S. and all of Europe without detection.
Let me accent for a minute. You mentioned Blackstone. Blackstone's founder was Peter George Peterson. Peter Peterson, who was head of the Council on Foreign Relations for a decade, and Stephen Schwarzman, who was a member of Skull and Bones.
Right.
There is a Schwarzman Institute in communist China, which has been working with one of the Bush's uncles to create the American Chinese Chamber of Commerce, or whatever they called it, for a long, long time. These people are deep state. They're right. Anti-American. They've been moving the authority and priming up or posting up or moving Red China as their base for operations. For years, they used the United States, ever since Grant appointed Alfonso Taft as Secretary of Defense, or Secretary of War at that time, using the United States as the platform for their expanded world government, and it still is. The United States is still, that.
Well, that we have a chance for technology under.
They moved a lot of it to communist China, and that's where.
Well, that's why. That's why the WhatsApp product, which is a Silicon Valley company, worked with the Chinese to set up social rating, and now they want to bring that back. I mean, they're actually announcing publicly that these big corporate. And they, by the way, the intel agencies run all of these. For example, the NSA. Recruited Zuckerberg to set up Facebook. He doesn't even code.
That was Greylock, that was Mossad and the CIA. All of this stuff is out there. All politics, from local to national, now are intelligence operations.
Everything. Everything is. Now, if people would understand, the intel agencies through Five Eyes and a project called Project Omega, conceived in the 1930s by the Thule, T-H-U-L-E, German society that was there for several hundred years, these are occultists, okay? That's why when we look at Adolf Hitler, he was an occultist. He wasn't just a dictator, he was an occultist. And they referred to him just as a socialist. No, he was an occultist who was going to Neuschwabenland in Antarctica looking for ancient documents and ancient temples. He was looking for the spear of destiny that would stab Jesus. He was looking for all kinds of things to control the world. And people have to understand, these people have got a view of the world that's very bizarre. The Holy Grail. Let me continue reading here again. People understand this. Don't you wonder how we survived the Soviet Union when the great American superpower was so easily defeated by a handful of young Saudi Arabians? And this idiot this morning, he's an attorney, and I saw him on the news there with Tucker Carlson talking about how he had his thesis about we're finally going to get some truth now because everybody's been blocking it, including Barack Obama and even George Bush. The releasing information about the classified information about the Saudis and how they caused 9/11. The Saudi Arabians are only peripherally involved, and they had a couple of guys, people were named that were these fake pilots that couldn't possibly pilot a wide-body jet. So four hijacked airliners are alleged to hijacked all of the airports served by the Israeli security company, served by Israel, by the way. All four airlines allegedly crashed, two in the World Trade Centers and one in the field in Pennsylvania and one into the Pentagon. There's no airliner in the Pentagon, by the way. No airline debris exists. The Pentagon's lawn is not even scratched, by the way. Do you know that? The President of the United States refuses to testify before the 9/11 Commission unless he's accompanied by his handler, Vice President Cheney. This is, of course, George Bush, who was reading the upside-down pet goat book in Florida. Both refuse to testify under oath. The 9/11 Commission is respectful to the distinguished president and vice president. And they're just, again, another mouthpiece.
Yeah.
This, by the way, Paul Craig Roberts' comments here, by the way.
The one side of the Pentagon where this so-called plane went into was reconstructed, and they said to reinforce it, but it was reconstructed in order to create the falsehood of an airplane running into it. And, they had...
Right. Well, they even had to bring... By the way, they even had to have airplane...
Let me insert this. Like you said, the airplanes are made out of aluminum, which is no more than tin foil or saran wrap.
Just like a pop can. You can crush it in your...
They claim they did.
Exactly. By the way, they actually had debris, airline debris inside the building, and actually they were refurbishing the buildings before even the impact of 9/11.
Yep.
I have all the classified. I even had people from my show that actually on the show that were actually in the sectors of the building that were struck. And it was struck by probably a cruise missile, which that's why it didn't graze the lawn. And there was no signs of an air of a one of these black boxes or any evidence whatsoever of wide body jet engines actually there on the lawn at all. This is a pile of crap, okay? One member of the 9/11 Commission, a U.S. Senator, resigned from the commission, saying that the fix is in, and the commission report was issued. Commission chairman, vice chairman, and legal counsel wrote books in which they said that information was withheld from the commission, that the commission was lied to, and considered referring the false testimony to the Justice Department for prosecution, that the commission was set up to fail. And not a peep from the controlled prostitute media, whose only function is to deliver the controlled explanations that the ruling oligarchs want planted into American minds. This is, again, Paul Craig Roberts. I'm reading off exactly what he said here. Tenants of the WTC buildings reported constant noises, floors sealed off, service disruptions, and that the excuse was the installation of fiber optic cable. If the building faced condemnation, as reportedly because of the asbestos fireproofing, why would they go to the expense of installing fiber optic cable to upgrade the internet capability of the condemned buildings? No, they're putting in micro-nukes down the chain of pearls down the center of the building. That's what they're doing. Scientists, another was, by the way, 6 months before 9/11, and the guy in charge of the building was George Bush's brother, Marvin Bush, and his last day of work was 9/11.
Yep.
Scientists have found reacted and unreacted nanothermite. That's only one of the factors, because, by the way, I found the only nation doing nanothermite research for explosions was Israel. But the primary explosions, because I actually have the U.S. geological data, they send it directly to me, and the isotope analysis, and I have actually isotopes from the World Trade Center, they talk about nanothermite. The only nation researching nanothermite for explosions was Israel. They have proved the existence of these elements. They also have samples from the WTC dust that left scientists and governments from testing in order to prove or disprove the own findings. No takers. Instead, we have the appearance of nonsensical claims that WC buildings were brought down by a directed energy weapon. That's also crazy. And I've heard this nutball woman who does not even understand directed energy weapons or advanced plasma physics by nuclear bombs. They are preposterous allegations, the purpose of which is the deliberate creation of disinformation in order to focus attention away from the official story and bury it in disagreement from what caused the buildings to fall, right? They talk about brought down by direct energy weapons and by nuclear bombs. Yeah, they were brought by nuclear bombs in the building. Micronukes chained a chain of pearls down the center of the building, and they cause a surge of X-rays, which will dissolve the radio tower above the building, which you can see on video. It dissolves anything paramagnetic. People, their body temperature would rise to 50,000 degrees, and their cells would explode and turn to dust. So would concrete, which is a paramagnetic liquid. And anything else paramagnetic, Plemon chambers from air conditioners and step-down transformers, anything aluminized like mirrors would actually, even outside the towers, were put out.
Let me intervene there for a minute.
Yeah.
And you watch, you see all the debris from the World Trade Center being shipped to Communist China. It was the first ambassador to Communist China was Richard Nixon's appointee of H.W. Bush Skull and Bones.
Right.
And Nixon was appointed by Prescott Bush. Or he was not appointed, but he was put into congressional office by defeating Jerry Voorhees, who was warning of the European Union and the cartelization of Europe. So Nixon had an obligation to Skull and Bones. In fact, he voted with Humphrey and the other people in 1948 for a world government. And then when he was president, he appointed Skull and Bones, the old man George Bush, H.W. Bush, as ambassador to Communist China. Also, it was H.W. Bush that was pushing Agenda 21. He called it Mundialization. When Ronald Reagan, the head of 13 years on the United World Federalist, whose handler was Cord Meyer from the Secret Society, he's appointed Winston Lord, member of Skull and Bones, to ambassador to China.
Wow. Keep that thought. We'll be right back with more with Gary Richard Earle and more 9/11 Truth today, 18 years hence, plus one day.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science.
Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. All right?
I remember when I lost my mind.
And we're back now. I want to continue reading some of the things that you've actually posted here that are Paul Craig Roberts' comments. And I want you have a book, and I'd like you to talk about this for a minute, called Robert Mueller, Airboy for the New World Order. And you actually got one of the, I think you bought 24 copies, and you got one of the copies with you. But I want to keep reading this, so I'm going to post up that link on how to get that book. Can you tell us about the book, what you've seen so far in it? Have you read through it all, or just kind of scanned?
I did a scan, especially of the 9/11 and the anthrax. The guy's a state legislator in Louisiana. I like that Joe Kennedy or whatever the name Kennedy is, senator pretty much.
Right.
But let me hit the table of contents. Mueller was involved in the Whitey Bulger gang. He was involved in covering up Pan Am 103. He was involved in the cover-up of BCCI, he was involved in the cover-up of
now, BCCI, the ones that are under the money, which, by the way, tied back to Comey, isn't it, BCCI, right?
Oh, yeah. And the only two I went into any detail that we did today was 9/11 and anthrax, which I could tell you a few things
about. And by the way, they told me about the anthrax scare in March 2001. The FBI and CDC director, because we'd already done simulations in Operation Top Off and Dark Winter, 6 months plus before 9/11. And I was told that face-to-face by the FBI and CDC director at the Adams Mark Hotel downtown Denver when we did a war game simulation. And we actually did an update with the FEMA and military personnel, a private one, where I was invited, actually. I had a chance to interact directly with the FEMA director, okay, because I was their point man. Let me continue
The
reading.
FBI agent that was appointed, Agent Richard Lambert, said that Robert Mueller said his investigation was undermined, obstructed, and sabotaged by Mueller, and that a patsy was set up that he saw was going on, and he was suicided by Tylenol, of all things, with no autopsy. You know, I mean, doesn't this
right.
sound familiar?
The Tylenol will do it to you, though.
And
Tylenol will kill you.
24/7 surveillance.
Yeah.
And then they got another person that was involved in the anthrax, and after a party, 12 hours later, they discovered that he was given antifreeze. Antifreeze is almost like a sweetener to a drink. He was disabled ever since. The FBI reported him as dead. He lived another 4 years in agony and in bed. But the FBI, what was it Anthony Hilder used to say? The FBI lie. You know?
Yeah, FBI lie. I love that. Anthony's such a comedian, too.
These guys at the top are deep state operatives. There's probably a bunch of good guys here and there, you know, dealing with some.
Well, at the top, they're like the scum.
I don't understand it with all the drugs coming into our cities from over the border and from Red China.
Well, I do because
these guys
too.
Need to stand up instead of just going home and taking care of their kids in a country.
Let me insert this comment. The drug cartels are run by us, including in Afghanistan and also here in Central South America. So I'm going to continue
Absolutely.
Reading. I have checked with the weapons specialists who are critics of U.S. government foreign policy, who monitor every development in weapons systems in the U.S. and Russia. That is what they tell me. I can confidently say that there are no directed energy weapons capable of demolishing such a structure as the Twin Towers exist in 2001, nor does it exist today. That was even
I went to high school with Lieutenant Colonel Bo Greitz. I remember going in Westchester to his home, where, you know, he was always gone, but I delivered information, you know, on Council on Foreign Relations and other stuff, and information to his wife. And when Ross Perot sent him to Southeast Asia, to the Golden Triangle, when the originator or the protector and the distributor of the opium then wanted to quit, and when he came back with video information that used to be up on YouTube, those son of a bitches were brought to the Bush White House. The Bush White House responded as far as Kunsaw wanting to get out of the business. They have no interest in that.
Yeah.
And Bo Greitz goes back to tell him, and he asks, who's the biggest purchaser? And it was Richard Armitage, right under Caspar Weinberger, who was Red Ronnie or Ronald Reagan or United World Federalist Ronald Reagan, that people have no idea that
right.
he has been the most successful espionage spy in world history. He seduced
yeah.
more people. We just had a local Republican women's club sponsor, Michael Reagan, that continues the lies. It was Ed Meese that brought in the whole deep state, and his right-hand man was Mark Levin, who we hear on radio all the time, and he talks as much about Israel as he does the United States. But anyway, it's pathetic that the American people will not get through the facade. I mean, we're watching
well,
a puppet
the problem
show.
Is
kids
that
understand. If they watch The Wizard of Oz, hell, a damn little dog exposed everything, and people are sitting around here thinking this is the way it is. They got to be
right.
smarter than a goddamn dog.
Right.
Pardon my
well,
language.
Well, the problem I see, is that we don't have a stupid public. We have a viciously ignorant public. Now, I saw an article the other day that said how America is divided. It's divided because people have common sense. They know that no steel building falls like that, and more than half of the building's not even a debris pile. They know that Building 7 was, you know, after Silverstein said, pull it. I mean, pull it. Did they have demolitions in the building already, and how did it fall again? The same thing as the World Trade Center towers and Building 6, the mall between them. Now, if everybody was in those buildings, it would have been between 14,000 and 25,000 plus dead. Now we have 75,000 plus dead from the exposure to the debris of the building, including asbestos fibers with restrictive lung disease, and a third of a million actually being affected negatively, not only in lower Manhattan, but across the river. So let me continue reading this next little blurb here. It says, another report is that there are lab tests of directed energy in Russia, but no deployed weapon. He suggested that people who believe in this fantasy story should explain the safe source of light energy, that the weapon used and how it was moved on site and removed without detection. Moreover, a direct energy burst would show on detectors which monitor the electromagnetic spectrum. No such evidence exists. Since no such weapon... I don't know why he's talking about direct energy. The fact is, I have tried the last time the U.S. State Department told the lab in Tokyo when I was trying to do, roughly 3.5-4 years ago, neutron spectroscopy of the debris from the World Trade Center. The U.S. State Department intervened and told the lab in Tokyo, you're not even allowed to talk to Dr. Deagle. Okay? So I've had no support from Genesis Network, Rent Network, or Republic Radio, and often other hosts try to control the story like Alex Jones. These are liars and disinformation ops that control by putting out partial truth and mixing with all kinds of blather. It's garbage. Just like saying, you know, it was brought down by surface thermite alone. It's not.
It was I'd like nukes. To take advantage of this program for about 3 minutes to
right,
give
go
you
ahead.
A little bit higher profile for my own physical protection when you have a slot.
Go ahead.
There.
Go ahead.
Okay. Last night, I went to AMBAG, which is the Association of Monterey Bay Area Governments.
Right.
It represents 13 cities and 3 counties, and I was the only member of the public there. At that particular meeting, the members or the staff of AMBAG appointed Bruce McPherson as the head of a huge new $250 million coastal housing working group. And they've expanded from just not the 3 counties here, but they now include San Luis Obispo COG, a council of governments,
right,
and the Santa Barbara County Association of Governments. They say here, Supervisor Bruce McPherson representing another supervisor are nominated by blah, 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 blah. The local people were not notified. And again, out of 13 cities and 3 counties, I went in there and I photographed 8 copies of the agenda for the public. They never expected more than 8 people out of hundreds of thousands to ever show up.
Right.
And they are concatenating and controlling and jamming. They're putting $250 million into these hives and doing this rural cleansing to put everybody into, you know, these beehives.
Right.
And the Bruce McPherson's received tens of thousands of dollars from a triple Chinese communist agent on the front page of U.S. News and World Report.
Right.
And they had one person from each county and city in the area. They spread out a trough, a hors d'oeuvres deal. The
right.
whole thing was over in less than an hour. I was the only one that went up to speak. They were doing this appointment of Bruce McPherson, deep state, part of, you know, Dow Jones. He was Bruce McPherson's appointee to Secretary of State, where he bought the Diebold machines with the back end. He ran the Sentinel newspaper that included Claude Pepper, who was involved with Charles Kramer, KGB, and all this other type of stuff. And I made a presentation the best I could in 3 minutes. And regardless, they all voted to go forward because they're all scared to death to stand up. They have the slightest idea what they're doing. They have no responsibility whatever to the people who voted to their positions. They go to these COGS, Council of Government meetings, and again, you have the PowerPoint, doing your little presentation, and they all, kind of look to each other, or there's two or three, heavy-duty conspirators in there, and when they raise their hands, all the rest follow. There wasn't one person in that whole group that wanted the county of Santa Cruz to select who they wanted to be on the so-called Council of Governments. It was imposed from the top down. And this is what's happening all over the country, and it's expanding cog by cog. They're looking for a violent episode in order to infuse and take over all these monies, like $250 million coming from the state of California, which is Newsom, who from San Francisco, who is a Willie Brown protege, just like Kamala Harris. But unless people start showing up and stop sitting around and watching, debates tonight, they should be calling the White House. They should walk a precinct with their own generated material, not the crap that most of these Republican Central Committees put out, and get a few people together to make a donation of a few $100 to candidates that they think will stand up for gun rights or whatever.
Right now, of course, red flag laws in 17 states, they're trying to work around the Constitution.
Oh,
I can tell you right now, if they try to start... They've
abolished it. There is no constitutional...
Well, I know of a case published about a week and a half ago in Oregon where the FBI came in because a guy made negative comments about Antifa, that if they attacked him when he was up there speaking in one of the speeches, he would kind of wipe them out. And the FBI then went into this vet and actually took all his guns. So we have a veteran who's not mentally ill, didn't have any problems. And this is the problem with these red flag laws. Anybody in their ding dot can actually make a negative complaint, and you're guilty until proven innocence, and it's 9 months or a year later before you can actually try to get your guns back.
They can frame you in a minute. I mean, most people that have gone through divorces see what happens there. And, charges are made back and forth. In fact, attorneys are encourage their clients to make charges in order to, get control of the child or whatever.
By the way, if you're looking at the computer models, this new storm that's forming in the Caribbean near Bahamas is actually taking the same storm track, maybe a little south, so it may cross Florida and head toward the Gulf of Mexico and hit southern Florida and Alabama. But the fact is, none of these storms should be able to hit. The same thing is, we should never have had either a nuke or other things happen. The governments are behind this. Our government is behind the World Trade Center. It's behind with Space Command and Missile Defense and Weather Command.
Let's congratulate Trump for getting rid of, the project up for a new American century, guy out of the...
Let's hope they won't replace it with another PNAC guy. Let's hope that.
Well, unfortunately, it's really hard to find anybody normal, inside the...
Well, you and I are. We were normal. He needs to replace it with maybe you. How's that?
There
you're aware.
Even West Point is permeated with CFR members, isn't it?
Which is most appropriate.